I knew I needed to leave, that if I had to spend one more day dealing with Rosie and her brother Rick, I'd lose my shit. One date with Rosie was all it took. Now she thinks we're meant to be. But I know she's meant to be out of my life. Unable to shake either of them, I left L.A., knowing a long-ass road trip was one way to avoid the pair of gold diggers. Sure, I could have gotten a restraining order, and maybe I should have, but I didn't want to get my name in any paper. I'd gotten so sick of the bullshit of this town over the past year that all I wanted to do was keep my head down. Rosie was just the last straw. Now, after driving for a month on a trip to clear my head, I'm lost. Literally and figuratively, and I don't know if I'll ever find my way back home. Do I even know where that is anymore? I can't get a cell signal, and who would I call anyway? I don't want to talk to anyone in L.A. Not right now. Not until I absolutely have to. Which, according to my calendar, is in 2 days' time when I'm supposed to step foot on the set of my new movie. But that seems ages away right now. Maybe because I have no fucking clue how I'm going to get from here to there. Doesn't help that I don't even know where here is. The air conditioning is busted, and a few months ago that fact would have grated on me. Back then, if anything didn't go my way, I'd pay to get what I want. But I didn't like the man I'd become. So when I got word that the movie was shooting in the middle of nowhere, Washington State, I knew I needed to take a long-ass drive and spend some time figuring my shit out. Now, with the windows down, the wind rustling through my hair, a hand running over the thick beard I've been growing for this movie, I feel myself relax. The sun may be beating down on me, but I'm feeling alive for the first time in years. This fresh mountain air is good for the goddamn soul, I figure. But getting lost in the mountains of Idaho when the sun is starting to set? Not so much. After driving a few hours through miles and miles of dusty mountains and empty highways, I see a diner on the side of the road. I pull over, hoping like hell there will be somewhere close by where I can get some sleep tonight. Inside, there's a guy sitting at the table who introduces himself as Jonah. I tell him I'm Cole Mills, the alias I've been using the last 4 weeks. No one needs to know I'm Colton Miller. In fact, part of me wishes I could leave that entire life behind. When I ask where I am, Jonah tells me I'm 10 miles shy of the town of Eagle Crest. He's wearing Carhartts and a trucker hat, has shaggy hair, and a sleeve of tattoos on his arms. He offers me a genuine smile, something those hipsters in L.A. would never give a stranger. Never heard of the place, I say as a waitress comes over and refills Jonah's coffee. Well, there are about 2,000 people in the town of Eagle Crest, he tells me. But we've got families all over these mountains. Lots of good folks around these parts.
Can I get you something, sweetheart?
She asks. Her name tag reads Rosie. I'm good, thanks. Just looking for a hotel.
Oh, sure, Rosie says. Layla and Virginia have a little hotel.
Yeah, and it's the best bed and breakfast in the state, Jonah says. Rosie rolls her eyes.
It's only a few miles away in Eagle Crest.
Relief floods my face. Thank God. I was thinking I might have to sleep in my car. Jonah laughs. Hell, we'd have found some place for you to stay. So, what town is this? I ask. Rosie smiles warmly.
We like to call it Miracle Mountain, she says.
I raise my eyebrows. Lots of supernatural mysteries take place here. She and Jonah share a look.
You could say that, she says. When people come here, they seem to stick around is all.
Well, sorry to say I'm just here for the night, I tell them. I'm headed to Washington tomorrow, to the town of Linesworth. You ever heard of it?
A little tourist town, right? Rosie says. I've been begging my husband Buck to take me there for a weekend away.
I've never been there myself, I tell them, but I hear it's really pretty this time of year. I hear it's a cool place any time of year, Jonah says. Lots of skiing there in the winter, and apparently they have some world-famous cinnamon rolls. Rosie slaps Jonah's shoulder playfully.
And what's wrong with my cinnamon rolls?